This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and we hope that you've joined us this morning and decided not to sleep in. But hey, if you're sleeping, you're not going to hear the show anyway. But if you're joining us, we would ask you to grab yourself a cup of coffee or hot tea or glass of milk, bowl of cereal, a couple of fried eggs, some bacon, sausage maybe, a little deer sausage, or maybe some steak and eggs, chicken fried steak, an omelet. How about a couple of waffles, maybe with strawberries on top and some whipped cream? I'm just saying what's coming to mind right now, folks. Yeah, put the sideboards on the TV tray and lay in bed and listen to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Why not? All right. busy week in Annapolis. We testified on the, our panel testified on the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. That's House Bill 410 in the House committee there this Wednesday. And it was always entertaining in Annapolis. So we did that. And we also learned on Wednesday that our testimony the previous Tuesday on the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, the Senate version, maybe Senate Bill 266, passed out of committee unanimously. The seven Democrats and four Republicans on the committee voted unanimously to advance our Poaching Restitution Act, which increases the penalties and it makes some mandatory penalties on deer poaching into the full Senate. So we hope that that's a good omen and that that bill will continue to move forward. So, that being said, it was a good week. What else? New Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine came out. This one has a little bit of references to fishing in there. We call it our once-a-year fishing outlook. And we have different advertisers that are concentrating on fishing, and we've got some good articles on there. It's not online yet. It should be this weekend, I'm hoping, but we'll get it out there pretty soon. But we will have that in some of the stores here this coming this weekend and this coming week. We delivered it to Carol and Frederick and Washington County yesterday. Just happened to grab it early and head west and got that whole, just about that whole area knocked out there. So, but it was a long,
long day.
Yeah, one of those. Sorry. So here we are. Your phone calls are important to this, this show. It's important that you give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680. That's our call letters and our location on the dial. It also translates to our phone number, 410-922-6680. And we can't wait to hear from you. Perch run is, boy, I'll tell you, it's just about getting underway. I'm told by my biologist friends that it's not the, it's not necessarily the water temperature. But the fish have started to stage in the lower regions of the spawning rivers. The Nanticoke, the Patuxent, the Choptank, and there's a little yawn there in the middle. And the stage is set. So we don't know if it's going to be this week or next, but we anticipate a good yellow perch run. It's already started in some places. The Susquehanna's got some fish, and so these are the big big spawning females. But it's actually the photo period, the hours of daylight that advance the start of the spawning run. So once we get the combination of good water temperatures and photo period, it'll all crack loose here pretty soon. So it's usually about this time of year, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little later. But, it's been relatively cold out there this past couple of days. So we'll see what happens. And if you've got a fishing report, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe we'll call Clyde Sports up and get their 24-hour fishing hotline report here this hour. That way you'll know what's going on. As a matter of fact, why don't we do that right now? Let's pick a line. That's the wrong phone number. Let's try it again. 410-247-3474. 247 fish. I hope that's not somebody's house. Maybe it is.
Here is the latest fishing information from Clyde Sporting Goods. Fort Smallwood, perch, spot, croakers, catfish, and some rockfish. Lugworm, cut-eyes, and peeler specifies. Key Bridge, perch, spot, croakers, catfish, some rockfish, lugworms, peeler specifies. Downs Park, mostly white perch, some croakers and spot, lugworms, and grass shrimp specifies. South Tank River Bridge, Cambridge, perch, some croakers, catfish, spot, lugworms, squid, specifies. Southern River Bridge in Annapolis, perch, croakers, some rockfish, lugworms, grass shrimp, and peeler specifies. Chumming Wildwise has been producing some good catches of rockfish at Love Point, Hackett's Bar, Thomas Point, The Hill.
I'm going to guess that that was probably not a recent report. I'm just guessing. So we'll get in touch with Clyde's and see if they can. Maybe they don't have a fishing report. Maybe they haven't done it in a while. I don't think we're going to be out there chumming for rockfish. I don't think there's any croaker or spot. But I think we'll talk to them and find out if they can update that fishing report. Maybe they don't have one. Maybe there's no perch run yet. Maybe there's no nobody catching crappies. There's nothing going on. But we'll talk to them. We'll see what they have to say. So, first experiment failed. So, what do you have to talk about, folks? I mean, I'm tapped out here this week. I've got a few things I can talk about, but I want to hear what you have to say. Have you been out fishing? Is it too cold? Have you been snow goose hunting? You know, how about resident Canada geese? Have you done any of that? Do you know what the what you're seeing out there? Are you seeing any foxes moving through your neighborhood? Are you finding any deer sheds? Or are we just in a cabin fever mode here? I think we are. And I think it's time we need to wake everybody up and give everybody a good laugh. And I think we're going to do that by playing this next clip. You may have heard it before, but it's very well worth hearing again. So grab your coffee. Get ready for a chuckle. Here we go.
Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I've tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
The population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas? I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
you know,
I understand that deer are wild animals. They need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, you know, of course, to find food. But it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, you think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during a, like at a school crossing. That would, it would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait.
You know, for the deer crossing time.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing time. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? You know? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, speed limit's 55. How am I supposed to, you know, you can't brake really quick if, you know, if the deer just is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. If we can move them, like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas. You know, somewhere where the speed limit's, you know, a lot slower.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings is a good idea.
Well, listen, we will, I mean, you say you've tried to contact quite a few people about this.
Right, yeah, I wrote, like, at least 3 or 4 letters, and...
spread the word, okay? We will try to kind of help you raise some awareness for this issue, okay?
Oh, thank you. We need to move those deer crossing signs.
We appreciate your comment this morning.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
And that was obviously not a local broadcast or something from here. That was done in Wisconsin. A couple years ago now. But you know what? Every time I hear it, it just makes me laugh. The state puts those deer crossing signs on the highways, and those deer read those signs, and they cross there. They think it's safe. All right. We tried doing the fishing report from Clyde Sports Shop. That was a fail. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm getting commentary on my little intro talking about breakfast. I got people making having banana bread now and coffee, and then they're making scrapple and eggs and hash browns. And geez, well, hey, look, get ready for Clyde Sports Shop Ready to Rock Sale. That's coming up March 18th. That's Friday, March 18th through Sunday, March 27th. All rockfish, trolling baits, and lures will be on sale during the 10-day sale. During the 10-day sale, you can save money on premium monofilament line at half price. It starts at just 1 cent per yard. You bring your empty spools, and they'll install new line on there for you for half price. That's how that works. So what I'm saying is, between now and the 18th of March, get your fishing reels out. Remember back those twirly cast that you made, you know, with the line all twisted up, or maybe that fish that broke off, or, you know, you felt the line break a little prematurely and you didn't think that was quite right. Well, think back on that and strip all that old line off your reels. And then when you get ready to fill them up and go fishing, take them into Clyde Sports Shop between the 18th and 27th of March and get line for half price. Now, that doesn't include Power Pro line, which is okay. It's a little bit of a premium line there. But the new Warfare 30, Level Wind reel is going to be on sale. It's a pen reel, for great trolling reel for rockfish. It's regular, well, I don't know what the regular price is, but right, it's going to be on sale for $89.95. Trolling combos from $89.95, and that's a Pen 309 reel, a Shakespeare BWB 125 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line. And the most popular trolling combo is a Pen 330 GT2 with Andy line and a 20 to 50 pound rod, and it's going to be on sale for $139.95. And of course, there's a lot of other specials as well. Clyde Sports Shop, your fishing headquarters in Baltimore, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His cast cut for hire beats the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is a man called Paladin.
All right, we need a phone call here, or I'm going to keep singing. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're almost halfway through the first hour, and not one person has called. Now, we didn't have the news at the top of the hour. Maybe the phone line's broken, too, as well as the satellite. Did the Russians shoot down our communication satellite last night, or the Chinese, or the Koreans, or somebody, so we don't have our news at the top of the hour? What's going on with that? Maybe Bernie did it. You never know. Trout stocking schedule for the 19th was on the eastern shore. They put 1,200 trout in Tuckahoe Creek. In Caroline County, rainbows and golden trout. In Cecil County, they put 300 in Octorero Creek. Wicomico, Beaver Dam Creek got 500 in Worcester County. Shad Landing got another 500 rainbows and golden trout February 19th. So, if you're on the eastern shore, you want to go trout fishing, well, they're in there. They're stocked. Tuckahoe Creek's in a really nice place. So, hey, here we go. It's got Mike in Middle River. Let's see what he's got to say. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I'm fine. Hey, this was about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago or something. They had a humongous fish kill in Middle River.
Right.
Did you hear anything about that?
We had Scott Sewell call in here probably a couple weeks after that, and he said there's an ongoing investigation. It looks like there's going to be some type of litigation going on. Whatever it was got fixed. They seem to think that the fish are going to be coming back there, but it was a horrendous kill. It just wiped everything out in the river, and I haven't seen any updates or heard of any updates in the last couple weeks. And maybe Scott is listening, or maybe somebody's listening that's more familiar with that than I am. I've been focused on getting the quarterly out and the work of the Maryland Hunting Coalition in Annapolis, and that one's one I haven't focused on. But
did you see any pictures of it yourself?
I did.
It was amazing.
It was horrible. Yeah,
it was horrendous. I mean, I never heard, there was nothing that I know of that was on the news or anything. I got the information from my son. Somebody on Facebook put it on there, and like somebody that belonged to some fishing club or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing how many fish and the different kinds of fish that were killed down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, pretty much everything from what I understand. So, yeah. I mean, I can see if there's anything maybe during one of the breaks or something, see if there's anything there. But we'll have Keith Lockwood on here at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock with the Maryland Fisheries Service, and he's going to be talking about some spring fishing. And Keith may be the person to ask on that. If I remember to do that, I'll be more than glad to ask Keith if he's heard anything recently. And maybe since there is litigation, and I'm just speculating here, but perhaps Department of Natural Resources Fishery Service is involved. Maybe they can't talk about it. But, you know, I know that Maryland Maryland Bass Nation is intimately involved, and that might be something. If you have a Google search on your computer, you might Google Maryland Bass Nation, BASS Nation.
Okay.
And see what they, I don't know if it's Federation Nation, but it'll come up. Or just Google Middle River Fish Kill and see what happens. I mean, that's how I'm going to get my update. So,
do you know now, I don't know, because I do watch the news, but maybe I missed it or anything. Was it ever on the news or on the radio?
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Back then. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
All right, man. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. That's what we like to hear. I mean, even if we don't have the absolute right answer, we can help people and direct them somewhere. And, you know, maybe since I'm at in this, maybe since I'm in this stage of being overtired today, maybe we could play Stump the Host for the next half hour. Why don't we do that? Why don't you call in and ask a question to Stump the Host and see if you can catch me in something. 410-922-6680. Go ahead. Think of a nice question. You know, come up with a question like, and maybe I'll throw this out to you. Maybe somebody can answer. All right. You see the geese flying over, and they're flying in a V. Now, this is an old one, but maybe we've got some new listeners out there. The geese are flying in a V, and you look at that V, and the V's got two arms coming off of it. One of those arms is longer than the other arm. Why is that? Can anybody answer that question? Geese fly in a V formation. One of those arms of the V is longer than the other arm. What's the answer? Why is that one arm of that V-shaped formation of geese longer than the other? It used to mean they were flying Devonis. That's exactly right. Boy, I'll tell you, you remember a long time back there, buddy. Yep, when you see the geese flying in a V, they're headed to Devonis. Man, I remember those days when Devonis was a great sponsor. So, Devonis is now Molly's. You know, that entire country store feel of Devonis is, you know, gone. You know, the folks that purchased that, they put a restaurant in there. They put a convenience store. They put a beautiful, big, giant sporting goods store there. Put a equipment company, agricultural equipment company in back there. Yeah, it's really been developed nicely over there. But, man, I'll tell you, I remember Miss Kay. She was a great lady. Really liked Miss Kay. Kay Pavin. So that's been a while. So the geese are flying in a V, and one leg of that V is longer than the other. Why? That's the trivia question. You don't win anything except the admiration of your peers if you and our listeners' vast listening audience. There might be 9 people out there this morning. I don't know. Hello. Everybody that's listening, call. Everybody that's listening, call in. Start the first one, call in. Start with number 2. We had one caller, so you be number 2, and then somebody else call, and you be number 3. Well, that's probably what it was. I made everybody hungry. They're all in the kitchen. So, man. I went to our friend Sycadeer property in Dorchester County, and they were gracious enough to let us stay overnight. And I said, "You guys need something here. What do you need? I mean, you got a coffee maker. You got a full kitchen here." And I looked around. I said, "How about a waffle iron? Yeah, that'd be cool." So I went to Kohl's or something, and you know, had a 30% coupon, and I bought a waffle iron. And I went to the grocery store, and I got some instant pancake batter, and you know, and some syrup. And I took him a little gift bag. I said, "Here's your waffle iron. Here's some syrup. Here's some batter mix for you to try the waffle iron out." And I guess that became an instant hit, at Sycadeer Camp. So it was pretty great contribution. And I've had some waffles. Have you ever had waffles with chipped deer and gravy? Oh my gosh. Ooh, good. Have you ever had waffles with shredded ham and cheese? You just put the waffle batter in, you sprinkle a little ham and cheese on top of the batter, you close the lid, flip it over, the ham and cheese sinks down into the waffle batter. Oh, my. I'm trying to make everybody happy. Number 2, Jack in Rogers Ford. How are you, Jack?
All right, Alan. How are you, Pilgrim?
I'm great, buddy. The Pilgrims are the ones that take the arrows, man. And I've been taking my share of arrows this week, so.
Anyway. I wanted to call and ask you a question.
All right.
A couple of weeks back, you mentioned that one of your favorite films was Jeremiah Johnson.
That's correct. And I haven't gotten to see The Revenant yet. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a chance to see part of that movie just the following week.
Good.
Flipping through HBO or something. And I really thought that was a fantastic movie as well, mainly because of the scenery and the acting, of course, and the sheer effort it must have taken to film that thing because of the amount of snow that was involved. You never saw any footprints from the camera or anything like that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
And I especially enjoyed the scene where Robert Redford was trying to catch a big trout in a standing pool.
With his hands.
Rushing, yeah, and he was getting wet. And that must have been tough for him, I'll tell you.
No, I'm sure.
But
I'm
then
sure
an Indian on the horse came by, and he had a string of about 15 of those.
I remember. Yeah.
And he was kind of like humbled, I think,
sure,
at the sight of that Indian.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just wanted to wonder if...
That was after he was at war with him and made his peace, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I didn't see the whole film, but I do remember Will Gear making his appearance and calling him Pilgrim.
Yep.
And I just thought it was a great movie. And I wondered if you had ever found out where that film was... Film.
No, I haven't done any much background on it, but,
okay, but it was tremendous.
My favorite scene is when he and Top Knot, I think the guy's name, were confronted by Indians, and he said, "You better go see what the chief wants. They're gonna what was the line? They're going to open us up with a doll from crotch to eyeball with a doll deer antler." So, all right, brother. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Jack.
Okay,
all right, buddy. See ya.
Bye.
There he goes. Number 2. Number 3, Linda in White Marsh. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's
I'm
up?
Like you are this morning, though.
I'm tired. What's up?
Not much.
Okay.
I just called to say good morning, and the beard talk is killing me.
Oh, well, man, I got a guy online emailed me talking about growing up eating Scrapple when he was a kid. Me too. Meadow Scrapple out in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. I love Scrapple.
I've talked to you a couple times about fishing for a little 6-year-old.
I do remember, yep.
But I got him into Cub Scouts.
That's perfect.
He's really, really having a good time with it.
Good.
So that's going to be his answer.
Beautiful. All right, all right, Linda. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
See ya. There she goes. Uh-oh. Nick in Hampton. How are you, Nick? What's up?
That's Gary.
Oh, Gary. How are you, Gary? Sorry. I'll get to you in a minute, Nick. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, you mentioned Tuckahoe Creek.
Yeah.
There's a famous Marylander who was born there.
Okay.
Not near Tuckahoe Creek.
Okay, you want to share who it was?
Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass, correct. Exactly, yep. Well, thank you for that, Gary. You're number, looks like you're number four there on the list today. So appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There he goes. I'm sorry there, Nick. I pressed the wrong button. Now we got Nick in Hampton. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, you still looking for the answer to that DC problem?
Yes. Now, listen, you're not going to win anything except the my respect and the admiration of the rest of the audience. So.
That's okay.
All right. Well, so what's the answer?
Well, back in 1960, when I was going to St. Joe, my geometry teacher posed that same question.
Uh-huh.
And we all figured out that the reason why that there's one wing's longer than the other is because there's more geese in that wing.
Exactly. Exactly right. When their geese are flying in a V, one of the legs is longer than the other. One of the legs or arms of the V is longer than the other. And it's very simple. You know, that sometimes the simplest answer is the best answer, and that is that there's more geese in that line. Exactly.
Right. Okay, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Number, what are you, number five, Nick?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. There he goes. And then we got Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning, and it's called Occam's Razor. Sometimes
Occam's Razor. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And the reason why is because he learned it in geometry.
Right.
I learned it in physics.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The way the airflow goes. Yes, I'm a geek.
That's okay. Geeks are cool.
Trust me, I know we are.
That's kind of like an oxymoron, but I think geeks are cool because they know stuff.
Question for you on that one, and also the young lady who just called about her son or grandson.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cub Scouts. Tell her to take him down to Fort Smallwood.
Right.
The pier is about to get reopened.
Okay.
Boat launch. And that's one of the questions I have for you. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not.
But I've spoken to DNR. I've spoken to the Rangers down there.
Okay.
I've spoken to Anne Arundel County Parks and Rec.
Right.
And nobody knows how this is going to work, but I can't wait for the fishing because we're already seeing a lot of bait fish, and there's a little cove back there where they're spawning.
Okay.
And it's getting really, really, really I can't wait.
Okay, that's good.
Turning good.
Yeah.
But again, welcome to Saturday mornings. I have to spend it with you.
I appreciate that, Matthew. Yes, sir.
But anyway, you guys do a great job, and if I can do anything to volunteer to distribute your magazine,
yeah,
in the county,
right,
or anywhere around this area, please let me know.
You got it, Matt. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you weighing in on Occam's Razor. I was trying to think of that. And the only thing I could think of was the Sword of Damocles, which I used this week. And, I also used Hoisted by His Own Petard and some of those other things that people have no idea what you're talking about. So Occam's...
Exactly, because my wife tells me every day when I'm stressing out, Occam's Razor.
Occam's Razor. Yep, exactly right.
Because when you try to overthink things, that's when you forget it.
Perfect.
Like I said, I love your show. I'm every morning, every Saturday, I'm with you at 5 a.m.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Matthew. Have a great one.
Place.
All right.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
By the way, the best scrapple.
Yes.
Still wrap up.
Well, I grew up eating Meadows Scrapple up in out of, I think, Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, or Martinsburg, or one of those areas. The best scrapple I've ever eaten was homemade scrapple made by a little tiny shop in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. The guy did his own. That's the best I've ever eaten. Rapple is right up there at the top of the list. I do like Rapa scrapple.
No, Rapa, not Rapple.
I said Rapa, R-A-P-A, Rapa. Rapa scrapple. Rapa
and actually,
scrapple.
You want to go to the small side of the scrapple side.
Uh-huh.
There's a little place right outside of
Bridgeville?
Not correct.
Bridgeville?
No, Rehoboth Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Yep.
It has a great spice to it. It's awesome. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go home and make some scrapple. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Matthew. I got it. Okay. Enjoy it. Now
have a good morning.
You say make some scrapple. You mean cook some scrapple.
Mom, we make it. We cook it.
You make your own scrapple?
Yes, I do. I have a recipe from my great-grandmother.
Oh, you're going to have to email that to me.
No, then I'd have to, you know...
Then you'd have to kill me.
I didn't want to say that on the air, but you know, it's my great-grandmother's recipe.
Oh, listen. Hey, listen. I've been threatened with worse this week online, so don't worry about what you say to me on the air, unless it's, you know, vulgar or something, then we have to dump you. But
No.
I've been called everything in the world this week, so it's okay.
Oh, I would never call you anything except awesome.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all that. But, Matthew, yeah. I appreciate that. You make your own
coffee.
What's that?
Drink some more coffee.
Okay, hold on.
Stop yawning because I'm yawning with you. I'm yawning with you.
Okay, well, I think I'm done yawning. If I do, you won't know about it. Thanks, Matthew.
Have a blessed morning.
All right, cheers. Matthew, you're a cool geek. I know it's an oxymoron, but there he goes. All right, Ray in Pasadena, what number are you, 6 or 7? I can't remember. Hello, Ray.
Lucky 7, I think.
There you go, lucky 7 works for me. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to bet your other guy that called in about Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah.
New movie, Reverend.
Yeah.
Movie in general was good, and the scenery was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a movie, an older movie. It's kind of like a remake of that same thing where he gets attacked by a bear and they're fighting and he's everything.
Right.
It's called, I don't know if you've ever seen it, it's called Man in the Wilderness.
Who was in it? So, Richard Harris?
Richard Harrison and the director, John Huston.
Yeah. I think I've seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. That's the one where they're taking the boat across country.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's like a mountain man, he's shown through the past.
Mm-hmm.
Through the movie, he gets attacked by a bear. And the bear almost kills him. And
yeah.
He's dead.
Right.
They bury him in the woods, and he comes back alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've seen that Richard Harris movie.
I thought that was better than The Revenant.
Oh, maybe so. I don't know. I haven't seen The Revenant yet, so.
Maybe.
There was another movie that featured a bear with Anthony Hopkins and Alex,
where they crashed
a plane in the wilderness in Alaska,
right? Yeah,
Alec Baldwin. Yeah, he was.
I forget the name of that.
Yeah, he was a bad dude, but yeah, that was not a bad movie either. But overall, for the scenery, the effect, the dialogue, yeah. Jeremiah Johnson still remains my favorite, based on a true story, of course, too.
Right.
And you know, the fine folks at CVA are very, very nice, and they have a commercial where it mimics the opening scene of Jeremiah Johnson, where he discovers the mountain man frozen in the. On the mountain, you know, with the gun clutched in his hands, and he wrenches the muzzle loading rifle, the flintlock from the frozen guy's hand. You remember that?
Caliber.
What's that?
It's a Hawken 50 caliber.
Right, and the CVA commercial, and I'm sure you can view it online. Same type of scenario: the guy walks up, he finds his frozen body on the side of the mountain, and he reaches down and he grabs the rifle and he yanks it out of the guy's hand, and he looks at it and he holds it up over his head and says, "It's a CBA!" So, pretty funny. So, thanks, Ray.
I want to ask you one more question.
All right.
Now, with these yellow percherons and white percherons and everything, now, is it like a selective river or creek, or do they all go up the creek?
It's the different creeks off the Choptank River. You can, you know, some of the main stem of the Choptank, some of the creeks off the Choptank. You know, there's a number of places that, you know, as you go and get your fishing tackle, you ask the local guys, like out there, Chesapeake Outdoors and those places on the shore, hey, where are the perch running? You know, what do you know about it? And that type of thing. And they'll direct you. They'll direct you. What are they using? You know, Clyde's will direct you. You know, a lot of our friends out there will be able to help you with the perch run. But
right.
primarily Eastern Shore. Western Shore, it's down around... it's down around the Patuxent, down there at along Route 4, you know, that way. And then further south, of course, it's down there at, I think there's a perch run at Benedict, and even further south down in St. Mary's County. But, yeah, and the Nanticoke, both in Maryland and Delaware, is also good, so.
Right, I try to stay on the western side of the shore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Susquehanna is also good.
Right.
Yeah, so it's great.
Right now, most of the things are frozen up, so cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So stay tuned to in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with Keith about that, and you know, we'll let you know more information then, okay?
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, see you, buddy. Right. Bye-bye. Right. Whoop, Ray, that's Ray. Here's Frank. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
How you doing, my friend?
Good. You?
Oh, very well. You know me. When your show ends on a Saturday, I start looking forward to next week's show.
Mm-hmm, I got that.
Now, let me set this up for you, Al. I got a huge walnut pancake smothered in syrup, and I got a slab of venison sausage bigger than a CD disc, if you will, and a beer stein full of French roast. Listening to you, bud. What a way to start the weekend, huh?
I'll tell you what. I'm having 8 o'clock coffee out of the Keurig, and a pack of Nico wafers from the fine folks at Lance with cookies and peanut butter. That's my breakfast so far. Yeah, a walnut pancake, and what?
A slab of venison sausage.
Yeah.
CD disc.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Every Saturday, if at all possible, this is how I start my weekend out.
Sit down and eat a big old piece of venison sausage, huh?
And listen to you.
Oh, man. You're killing me.
Hey, the turkey opener is on a Monday.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the 18th on a Monday.
That may be doable. All right.
Okay.
You got her, brother. Thank you.
Hope to see you up there, Al.
Yes, you've been inviting me every year since I went with you, and you know what? I think we'll make it happen this year, Frank.
Well, I'm going to pray on it, buddy.
You do that. All right, bud. Thanks.
God bless.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye. There goes Frank in St. Michael's. We're going to take a little short break. And what was Frank, number 8 or 9 or 10? I don't know. But 8, yeah. Does that exceed our – I think that exceeds my estimate of our listenership this morning. All right. By one. Or am I short one? I don't remember. Really doesn't matter. We're going to take a break. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
are swollen. Keep them dogies rolling rawhide through rain and wind and weather. Hell-bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side.
Here it comes.
All the things I'm missing, good victuals, love, and kissing.
That's right.
Are waiting at the end of my ride.
Here we go.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, move them on, hit them up, ride. Yeah, ride them in, cut them out, cut them out. Ride them in, ride them in, cut them out, ride.
There you go. All right. Well, you're kind of in a Western mode there this morning, aren't you, Brian? We got Rawhide and Have Gun Will Travel. Yeah, head them up, move them out, head them up, whatever. All right, The Edge was the movie of the with Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin, and we thank you for the text on that. So, we're looking for that 10th caller to just assure me that our audience is intact at the numbers that we tell our potential sponsors it is. So, I mean, you know, look, 9-10 calls an hour, that's not horribly bad. I think that's fine. Keith Lockwood coming up first of the next hour. We're going to talk about spring fishing opportunities and, you know, kicking it off for the fishing season. But while we're waiting for a call, let me tell you about the Maryland Hunting Coalition Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. This is Saturday, March 26th. That's the Saturday before Easter in Westminster, noon to 4. It is an action-packed dinner. It's a bull roast with roast beef and steamed shrimp and roast turkey. Salads, desserts, soft drinks, and beer are included. Gun raffles, bucket raffles, silent auction, live auction, door prizes, and awards. Everything. It's all right there. We've got at least two crossbows. We've got at least two or three compound bows. We've got probably a dozen rifles and shotguns, including a beautiful Browning silver hunter in camo coming from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, a Remington VersaMax 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun, sportsman's model coming from Accurate Guns and Ammo. Yesterday, Hafer's Gunsmithing out in Hagerstown donated a nice Traditions Vortec muzzle-loading rifle. We've got the folks at Benelli donated a Benelli Montefeltro. So those are just a couple of the fine firearms that we've got. The dealers, the Matthews dealers in Maryland, are helping us fund a number of Matthews bows and crossbows coming in. We know the folks at Hoyt have provided a nice bow. Got a youth bow from I think it's a Bear youth model bow. It's come from 3J's Archery in Southern Maryland. We got a nice Marlin 22 from Gun Shack in Mount Airy. I don't want to leave anybody out, but there's more to come. Redneck Blinds, Stephen House, your Redneck Blind dealer, has donated a 6 foot by 6 foot soft side camo Redneck Blind and a 6 foot stand to put it on. So that is a tremendous donation, and we really want to thank Steve for that. I do want to say this. My accountant for 30 years, Donald Hall from Westminster. Donald is a tremendous hunter. He and his wife both. She travels all over Africa and has taken the Big Five, and Donald concentrates more out west, elk and mountain lion and that type of thing. He's a great waterfowl hunter on the Eastern Shore. Donald is a gold sponsor. Hall Company Accounts is a gold sponsor of the Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. Unfortunately, Donald had a stroke about a week or so ago and passed away this past Monday. Tremendous loss. Not much in the paper. There was no fanfare, no services or anything like that by his request. But I valued him as a friend and a tremendous confidant. His Hall Company Accountants is the accounting firm for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, helped us get established in our corporate charter and our tax status and everything else. So they're great folks. I mean, we did it all by the book, and I knew the person to do it would be Hall Company Accountant, Donald Hall and Hall Company Accountants. So we just want to say thank you to to the entire team up there, and our condolences go out to Hall Company Accountants at the loss of their founder, Donald Hall, president of the Maryland Accountants Association and everything like that. So it just, it breaks my heart when I got the letter. I mean, nobody called, nobody emailed. They just didn't make a big deal out of it. But, Jan, our heartfelt condolences to you and the rest of the team there. So anyway, gold sponsors to the event include not only Hall Company Accountants, but the Quality Deer Management Association and Battery Warehouse. And looks like W&W Tire is going to be a gold sponsor. Platinum and sponsors include Hallen Companies down in Calvert County, Quality Build Homes, Dale Gertz, one of our directors. And, it just continues to go on. We thank the folks that are purchasing tables for their members, the groups, the organizations, the clubs, and they are all aware of what we do in Annapolis for hunters, and we're down there fighting the fight. So let's talk to Roy in Dundalk. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I'm not really a hunter, but okay. I never miss your show. I love the way you talk, and I love the things you talk about.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do this. You remember the movie Contact, where the radio waves are going out?
Yes, I do.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, on the outside chance of my dad, who died 13 years ago, getting hear this, I still have the Marlin 22 he gave me, and I'm still using it.
Wonderful.
I know that.
Roy, what a tribute. That is tremendous.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Tom in Baltimore, real quick. The music's playing. What's up? Hello, Tom.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I want to tell you about an incident. I went up on a bar out in Pulaski Highway right after the Costco.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the parking lot, I'm not lying, there's been 50 dead mallard ducks.
Oh, no.
Their head, some of them chewed, their head ripped off, some of them with their guts ripped out. And there was a line of them coming onto the parking lot, and it looked like something, a pack of something had surrounded them.
Wow.
And just slaughtered them.
Don, we got to, or Tom, we got to go. Thank you. Call me back.